According to TravelWisconsin.com's fall color report, the leaves are just starting to turn in a handful of northern counties in the state. We've got at least a couple of weeks before they reach their peak there. Colors in southern Wisconsin generally a week or so behind the north. So have you made your plans to check them out? And even if you're not into leaf peeping, there are a lot of other fun and tasty events and activities around the state in the weeks ahead. Gary Knowles is a Madison-based travel writer and president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's the author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio.
Hey, what a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you could talk for about 2 hours on this question, but what are some of your favorite places, Gary, to see the fall colors in the state?
I've got a bunch of them, but one that I just added recently, we took our convertible group up to Eau Claire, and I love Eau Claire, and it's a great city. If you go up there, you don't want to miss the Artisan Forge place, which is a nest of artists. It's really neat, and you don't want to miss that. Carson Park is always beautiful, but in fall, it's really nice. So that's right in the city of Eau Claire, and you'll want to see that. But, you know, there's a part of Wisconsin that most people never go to. And have you ever been to Prague, Wisconsin?
I have not.
Cream?
Nope.
And most people haven't.
You're stumping me, yeah.
It's like one of those places that unless you intentionally find the map, and it's not even on a lot of maps, but if you find the map and you go there, you're going to say, holy cow, how did I miss this? It's down south and west of Eau Claire, and it's east of the Great River Road area. There's kind of that coulee country down there where there's a lot of beautiful rolling hills and great little rivers that run through them, and no reason to go there. And I hate to say that, but the reason to go there is because it is so beautiful. If you get to a place down there called Prague, it's on Highway 88. If you take Highway 37 south of Eau Claire and then go down through Mondovi and then veer off on the Highway 88, again, unless you're going somewhere down there, you probably never would. It's an incredibly beautiful road that was designed by some feng shui artist, I think. And it's just twisting. It goes up through the hills, and it goes down to a little community that if you blink, you'll miss it, called Prague. And in Prague, you don't want to eat before you go, because if you got to get down there, you want to stop at a great little bar called Buck Knuckles. And it's one of those backcountry bars. I would put it in the league with Tom's Burndown Cafe up on Madeline Island. And there's a couple others that are really one-off kind of unique bars. And it's a bar, but they do their own barbecue roasting down there. They've got a fire truck, and they roast barbecue on the back of the fire truck. and it is just an amazing place. We took our people there, and they loved it. And if you continue down from Buck Knuckles, you have your lunch, and you continue down from there on Highway 88, you'll get down to Highway E. Take Highway E, it winds up and all over and through the hills and eventually gets over to Danziger Vineyards, which is a new winery that I discovered down there. And, you know, and because I discovered it doesn't mean that other people didn't before me. It's a beautiful place. And it's just up, it's actually up from Alma up in the hills. Overlooks the Mississippi River, the Great River Road. It's probably about 500 feet up in the air, and one of the most beautiful views of the river you're going to see.
Wow. Now, I know you've been coming on Ideas Network shows for years now, Gary, and I know you're a fan of doing the kind of thing you just said, finding the place that's off the beaten path, that gives you a lot of joy. Give a pep talk to people to try to replicate that and to try to find these things that maybe aren't front and center in their minds.
Well, it's, you know, in Wisconsin, you're lucky because you're really always just a couple of good turns off of the big road onto a smaller road to a smaller road where these places are hidden. They're not hidden, but people just don't see them unless you actually do that. A good example, and this is one that a lot of people will find and have found, if you go to Door County, and most people get to Door County, they cross the bridge at Sturgeon Bay, they think, I'm in Door County now, and they travel around, and they go to Sister Bay, beautiful place. case they get over to Ephraim and maybe go over to Bailey's Harbor. A lot of people just don't make it all the way up to the tip. If you make it up to the tip, you're going to be rewarded with a drive on what I call the Jen Jensen's Highway, which is this most beautiful little section of highway in Wisconsin, I think, designed by a landscape architect named Jen Jensen, who also was the guy who built the clearing there, which is a great architectural place. But if you go to Jen Jensen's Highway, it's the one that you've seen, because I know you've seen a picture of it, and it looks like a snake going down about a mile and a half, 2 miles, and it goes all the way down to where you catch the ferry over to Washington Island. But that's the kind of place you get rewarded by if, you know, you take the drive and go a little extra farther and maybe take a different turn. So I would suggest that one for sure.
Talking to Gary Knowles, travel writer here in Wisconsin, author of the Great Wisconsin Touring book. We are getting some inspiration on awesome ways to enjoy Wisconsin in the autumn, whether it involves looking at leaves, events, restaurants, you name it. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question for Gary or a favorite place to share with us. Gary, you're a big fan of local events. It's not just a special place, but a special time at that place. What are some of the upcoming events that you're looking out for?
Well, hey, I've got to tell you, on Friday, how about, you know, you probably can't make it to Angkor Wat or the Great Wall of China. Maybe you could if you left right now. But on Friday, we have our very own UNESCO World Heritage Site here in the Madison area, and they're doing an event called the Garden Tour. It's Taliesin, and you probably have done a program on this already, mm-hmm. knowing that Taliesin was one of 8 Frank Lloyd Wright sites around the U.S., just named to the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites. They're having a garden tour out there on Friday, well worth doing. And if you can't make that, on the 29th, they're doing a Taste of Taliesin out there. Certainly recommend that. It's coming right up. You're probably not going to see a lot of fall color right now, but, you know, Taliesin being one of those places, definitely worth a visit. And I'd say get on out there and see it. They do a great tour of the house now, and they have docents out there that'll tell you great stories about Frank Lloyd Wright.
We asked on Facebook for people to recommend places and events. Sherry writes the Apple Fest in Gays Mills, September 27 to 29. Sherry says visit all the orchards, go to the flea market, and don't miss the parade. Gays Mills known for apples, Gary.
Yeah, for sure. And as a matter of fact, it was on my list too.
It is,
and I want to second it. Yeah. There's speaking of great drives, there's a great drive along the ridge out there. It goes by some of the orchards, but it's just a beautiful drive over in the Gays Mills area. So definitely check that out. And speaking of apples, coming up October 4th to the 6th is kind of the granddaddy apple festival of them all. The Bayfield Apple Festival up in Bayfield, another area that I head for automatically when I get out on the road, and if I could, I would be up there a lot. But it's going to be taking place the 4th to the 6th, and if you do it, they have apple brats. You can try the apple brats up there, as well as a lot of other things made with apples, apple pancakes, and apples themselves by the bushel. But don't miss the opportunity to jump on the ferry and catch it over to Madeleyn Island. And Madeleyn Island is just a place out of time all by itself, and it's so historical. And the neat thing is, it's a bilingual island, and you may know this, but the English is a first language up there, I think, but Ojibwe is the second language, and they have all the signs that have now been put in the Ojibwe language. So you'll see it says, welcome to La Pointe, and then it says in a language I can't speak, in Ojibwe, welcome to La Pointe. But it's great. It's a bilingual little island, and don't miss Tom's Burndown Cafe, another one of those good little bars.
And we also heard from Alexander on Facebook, I think one that is also on your list, Gary, the Fall Art Tour in southwestern Wisconsin. Alexander says it's a must if you like arts and crafts.
It is, and you're going to need to plan. You know, you need to plan more than one day to do it, because it stretches out kind of from Baraboo all the way down through Spring Green, through Dodgeville, down to Mineral Point, and even sort of toward the south of there. But there are so many places to see and so many really good artists on the list. I tried doing it in a day one time, and I did a lot of good driving, but I didn't have enough time to go to all the places I wanted.
Talking about some of the fun things to see and do in Wisconsin this fall, Gary Knowles Bowles is with us, Madison-based travel writer, president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for Gary about a place to go in your area or where you're traveling? He will have an answer. If you want to put in a plug for your favorite place to go in the fall, maybe a local event you want to put the word out on, call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Suzanne joins us now in Beaver Dam. Suzanne, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Suzanne?
Well, one place that my sister recently took me to in the summer, up north by Clam Lake, Wisconsin. That's where they're introducing the elk population. And in the summer, it was just gorgeous. And me and my sister are looking really forward to going up there in a couple weeks when the fall colors show up.
Did you see any elk?
Well, the last time I didn't, I told my sister I was going to sue her, but but she promises me next time we go. We drove all over, too. They have some beautiful rustic roads up there, too, official rustic roads. And I've taken about 101 of them so far.
Wow.
So they have pretty ones. Yeah, needless to say, my Subaru suffered for it, but it's worth it.
Suzanne, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Have you checked out the elk yourself, Gary?
I have not seen an elk. I've been looking for them whenever I get up in that area, and I understand they're doing very well, but I have not seen any myself.
Do you have any other favorite places, Gary, where we might see some wildlife, whether it's elk or maybe a smaller species?
Well, deer are everywhere. I've got to say that, and, we were talking about spring green before and down in southwest Wisconsin. If you do that fall art tour, don't be surprised if you see some deer down there. The fields off of Highway even 23, which is a pretty major road down there, are often loaded with deer, especially watch out at dusk because they're all over the place down there. And that first area I was telling you about, too, when I was driving through there, kind of discovering Prague and Cream, I think I dodged four deer in 2 days going through the back roads back there. Deer have really multiplied in Wisconsin, so you see a lot of them. Turkeys are everywhere. The other day, I actually, on the west side of Madison, saw two turkeys chasing a bus, believe it or not, off of Whitney Way. But yeah, so you'll see a lot of wildlife in the state. Eagles over on the Great River Road, if you get over near Wabasha, which, of course, is across the river in Minnesota. But go over to the La Crosse area, head up toward Alma and Stockholm. Plenty of eagles in that area.
Thanks again for that call, Suzanne, at 800-642-1234, as we talk about great things to do in the autumn with Gary Knowles, travel journalist. Gary, I know you also love museums that maybe aren't, at the top of people's minds, and you've got one in Milwaukee for us.
Yeah, the Grauman Museum in Milwaukee, which all the years I've lived in Wisconsin, I never was at it. It's at the Milwaukee School of Engineering, the Grauman Museum. It just mounted a great new show, and it's called The Magnificent Machines of Milwaukee. And you probably know, but a lot of people don't, that Wisconsin has all these inventors. Harley Davidson, I guess people know that the Harley Davidson comes from here. But the QWERTY typewriter board came out of Milwaukee.
That had a Milwaukee connection. I heard that a couple years ago.
That's right. Yeah. That was a Milwaukee connection. Some deep sea diving equipment was developed in Milwaukee.
That I didn't know.
Huge mining equipment was developed over in that area by some of the industrialists. But they have a show that features a lot of these things, some in pictures, some actual equipment over there. Of course, the outboard motor, Ole Evinrude developed that. He wanted to take his wife to get ice cream, I guess. And the fastest way to get the ice cream across the lake was to have an outboard motor, so he built one. but there's really neat exhibits over there, and they have a really great sculpture garden, and it's like up on the top of the building in Milwaukee at Milwaukee School of Engineering, and you can see some incredible vistas of Milwaukee when you get up there. So certainly that's one place. And then if you're into wildlife, you might want to head up to Wausau to see the Birds and Art exhibit, which is up there. It opened, I think, September 6th or so, but it runs until December first, and it is an amazing exhibit. And, you know, you see birds and art, and you're thinking, you know, a picture of an owl, a picture of a crow, how many can you do? Well, they have some of the most unusual and greatest art about birds you're ever going to see in Wausau at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Museum. And the good news is it's open till December 1st, and it's free. So go check that one out.
Sounds fantastic. Larry from Madison called, couldn't stay on the line. He says Highway 53 in Menominee is a beautiful drive for fall colors.
It is. It certainly is. It goes all the way up toward Superior and, you know, great colors up in that area.
All right. And we've got Carl now on the line in Elkhorn. Carl, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Carl?
When I was in high school back in the 70s, I met some people from Gillett, Wisconsin, and they turned me on to a place called Butler Rock near Mountain. We would climb to the top of Butler Rock. It's not a very terrible climb. And if you face west, you're above the trees. And in the fall, with all the colors, it's spectacular.
I'm going to have to check that one out. I have not been to Butler Rock, but it sounds great.
Well, it's on your list now, Gary. It's Carl, thank you so much for sharing that. I've never been there in the autumn. I've been there in the summer to Tim's Hill.
Oh, yeah.
In northern Wisconsin.
Highest spot in Wisconsin.
Right, high. And then there's a tower making it even higher. And I've seen pictures of looking down at the fall colors from there. That seems like that would be a real treat.
There are some great shots from there. And my guess is that Steve Apps probably has one of them.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We heard from Greg with us on Facebook. He mentioned the 2019 Trek CX Cup. Apparently, it's taking place tomorrow through Sunday at Trek's headquarters in Waterloo. So this is a bike race, but they've got a whole festival built around it. I don't know if you've been to that one, but we've got a lot of sports and recreation events and tourism in the state.
That's for sure. The bike racing is really kind of neat, and I know they've done a lot of it kind of over in southwest Wisconsin. They like those hills over there, and boy, in autumn, it's a great time to go out and see it. And thanks to Trek, we've got some really incredible bicycles to race on here in the state, too.
Now, we've gotten comments from listeners on Facebook and elsewhere liking a lot of places in the Shawamigan Nicolet Forest. Now, there's a lot of forest there. How do we narrow it down if we want to check out the sites there, Gary?
The good thing is you really don't have to narrow it
down. Okay,
good. You can kind of go to almost any of it. My suggestion is if you really want to go see a stretch that a lot of people don't get to, go up to, again, we're going up to the Bayfield area, the Bayfield Peninsula. And if you go to Cornucopia, which is the northernmost little community up there on the tip of the peninsula, and head down on the fire roads, the National Forest Service has these fire roads that go down. There's one up there that I think it is number 336. But if you go up to Cornucopia, ask them for the road that goes down the Highway 2, and it is spectacular. There's nothing on it. You know, you go down Highway C and you catch it, and you go all the way down to Highway 2. But there is just beautiful sand barrens in that area, great colors, great things to see, and probably a lot of that wildlife you're looking for.
Now, you know what I like is waterfalls. And I got to admit, I've done a lot of waterfall tourism in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I've done very little here in Wisconsin. I don't know why. I really like waterfalls. Where should I go, Gary?
Go to Copper Falls. It's easy,
sure.
Easy to get to. It's on that same drive up there. If you want to go, the elk aren't far away. and the Copper Falls is right up there. It's a great state park. The one thing, of course, that happens in autumn is that the rivers are not as high and raging as they are in springtime, but there's still some great falls to see. I would definitely check that out. And if you get over into the Hurley area, you might want to take a little bit of a hike and go over and see Potato River Falls, a poorly named falls because it's a beautiful waterfalls, and I guess it's because it's a potato river. But if they'd have named it Wolf Falls, you couldn't keep people away from it.
What is next, Gary, on your travel plans? I know you've always got something in the works.
I'm looking for actually maybe in October, early October, I want to get up to Willersheim for Willersheim Winery over at Prairie du Sac. they have their release of their ice wine. And that's always a good time to sample what they call the nectar of the vines. It's probably the sweetest wine they make, and it's a great dessert wine. But always look forward to trying that out. So I'll probably be doing a little short drive up there.
Yeah, people are doing a lot of brewery tourism, but now winery and distillery tourism in Wisconsin.
That's true. And speaking of distilleries, they just added one up there about a year ago over at Willersheim. Their distillery is cranking out lots of incredible good spirits. And also, if you get up in that area, over in the area near Dane, Wisconsin, the J. Henry people are making some incredible bourbon, and might want to check that out.
Well, you've left us all in good spirits. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Gary Knowles, Madison-based travel writer, president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. We talked to them about great ways to enjoy fall around Wisconsin. You can keep sharing your suggestions, by the way, over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.